Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here, kicking off your work week, Monday, September 27th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. We are here at the last Monday in the month of September, and by the end of this week, on Friday, it will be October the 1st. Can you believe that? Now, I want to kick off the morning here this morning, talking about... And normally, this is not a sports show. To be honest with you, because what I know about sports, you could pretty well fit in a thimble. But I'm reading this story about, let me make sure I get his name right here, Kevon Pope. Kevon Pope, who's a senior linebacker for Ohio State, or was a senior linebacker for Ohio State, but because of his actions at Saturday's game, apparently he has been dismissed. The report is Kevon Pope has been dismissed from the Ohio State football team. Kevon will continue to have the use of programs that benefit our student athletes and support his progress toward graduation. He will remain on scholarship through the semester. Well, it's an interesting story because Ohio State has been embroiled in so much turmoil the last 6, 7, 8 years with the Jim Tressel situation, the Urban Meyer situation, the John Waters ban situation, the Gordon Gee situation. There's just been a lot of stuff going on at Ohio State. But in this particular situation, I think they actually have come pretty close to getting it right. Apparently, and I did not watch the game on Saturday, but apparently this gentleman was angry about being taken out of the game. So he went to Twitter and apparently tweeted something negative toward the university, and that's what has caused this. And the fact that he's being taken off the football team is pretty interesting, but allowed to still finish his studies, if I'm reading it correctly here this morning, at Ohio State. Now, that seems to be the right decision, because I've always said this for years. Is Ohio State a football team that just happens to have a college there, or is it a college that has a football team? Because sometimes the lines are blurred when the football team is making so much money. But in this particular case, they are letting him continue on as a student, so I read it, and his football days look to be over. Now, the question, though, is going to become, now that this has been done, will he want to stay at Ohio State? Because if he is a good linebacker, and I really don't know. Football has never been my sport. I've said on this show many times I'd rather watch baseball. So I am not really into college sports at all. I'll watch it if it's on, but that's about it. I don't know how good a linebacker he is, but my suspicion would be that if he is good, somebody else will pick him up. Another school will. I don't know why they wouldn't. But again, I don't know how that works in college athletics. This is why it's so confusing. Because college athletics, they give you a scholarship for your school in return for playing for the team. So, I guess he keeps his scholarship for schooling, but he just doesn't get to play for the team. But if another team offered him a scholarship with football involved, would he go and... I don't know if there's any contractual obligations there or not. I really don't know. Does anybody know anything about this situation, or does anybody know how good a linebacker this guy is. 740-383-9944. I've never heard his name before in my life until this story came up. And again, I even have to look at his name here again because I just am not aware. Honestly, I probably couldn't name three people on the Ohio State football team. So no disrespect here to Kevon Pope. But is he an important player? Was anybody aware of him in any big capacity before last week's game? What I can't understand is apparently he tweeted something bad. This is what got him thrown off the team, even though he did apologize. And here we go with tweeting again. Heaven forbid. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to Offspring of the Stars. That's your name for today.
Yeah, I look forward to that later on.
Of next hour's show, that will be fascinating.
Yeah.
I keep giving you adjusted nicknames and acronyms, don't I? I'm not an OSU person, although OSU is important to the economy and the culture here. But I'm disgusted by this Kayvon situation. He was being a crybaby because Ryan Day and the other powers that be didn't play him, which is fine. But he's got a scholarship, and, you know, I got some academic scholarships, and I can assure you they're not as generous as athletic scholarships. And he should have that scholarship stripped. He could stay as a student, as what he did wouldn't get him expelled from school, but he can pay out of his pocket, just like you or I would if we were.
Is he a big deal player?
Sorry?
Is he like a well-known...
I don't know the quality of the players. I just really know the coach. I'm not an OSU person, but I recognize how important they are to the culture. And we have many, including yourself, alumni. I believe you went to OSU. That would explain your email address, right?
Yeah, I am an Ohio State alumni.
Yeah, and
I'm
a pretty big NFL fan, but I've never really been big on college football. My college didn't even have a football team.
I'm
an NFL and Major League Baseball person, and NBA a little bit.
Well, here's what I'm confused about, because I do think the university did the right thing here as far as discontinuing his football career.
Right, but his scholarship should be stripped. He took a misspelled swear word and tweeted it, and then he retracted, and then he apologized.
Without saying
that's
the swear
fine,
word.
But you're expected, especially in college, you're expected to be a gentleman at all times. You are an ambassador to the school. I mean, come on.
Without saying the swear word, what did he say? Tweet. What did he tweet?
He spelled a word that rhymes with truck.
Okay.
He spelled it wrong in a tweet. You know, I guess kind of a Donald Trump tweet kind of a thing.
OSU, wasn't it?
OSU after that. He spelled it wrong, I think on purpose. He said good luck, LUCC, to my teammates, and kind of generated a storm. Then he retracted it, and the school made their move, and then he apologized. And I would want to play, too. I mean, if I was an OSU player, and they had an attendance issue last week. This week, they had like 95,000 fans. So they had more than twice the population of Marion in a football stadium. I'd want to play, too. And my understanding, he is a pretty good player, but I'm not an expert. Let somebody who's an expert on the team call you about that.
Here's my
problem.
But
he still has the scholarship. He's still there on the sideline watching the game from, you know, from the dugout. Like if you were a baseball player, and he should wait till the coaches play him, maybe having a better attitude. Maybe he had some attitude issues in the locker room. You never really know the whole story, but he should be glad he has a uniform, he has a scholarship, and he's a good player. People should appreciate what they have, for crying out loud. And people getting these generous college scholarships being a crybaby is inexcusable.
Well, my guess is one of the reasons they probably left the scholarship in place is because if he is any kind of a good player, I would imagine he will be getting calls from other schools today.
Right, if they don't mind somebody with an attitude who thinks that he has an obligation to be played. It's tricky, you know, you want a quality player. But in college, I mean, you are a young adult, you are an ambassador to the city, to the school, to the entire concept of top-tier college football. I mean, Ohio State has one of the top five college football programs in the country. And we've had scandals, as you mentioned. You know, Tressel's a tricky one. I I'm not sure what to say about that, but he sure was a good coach, and he sure was known as a nice guy. You know, and I'm from, I grew up watching Woody Hayes, and you know, very feisty, but what a coach, what a character. And we just don't need this, and with the current state of the world, he should have kept his mouth shut.
Well, Ohio State might need it, though. You know, one of the keys to Ohio State is winning, and they lost their first game. They came very close to losing the second game. They did okay this past weekend, but I think I saw a report.
Like 59-7, wasn't it? That's a little more than okay. Plus,
well, right.
I mean,
but that beckons the question, did they take him out because they didn't need him? If this was a close game, would they have done that?
Well, that's a good question. You know, you have to look at the quality of the person. And, yeah, I mean, Akron, regional, but it's not Michigan or Purdue or a major rival. But yeah,
well, they've made him famous. I'll say that. They've made him famous now, and everybody's talking about him this morning outside of Ohio, and now he will, yeah, I'm sure, get an offer because of, if nothing else, because of the fact that now people know his name.
Do you think that he deserves to get another scholarship, go to a different school, probably would be a top tier school?
If they offer
that attitude of his, what's going to happen again? He'll think, I can do what I want. I'll just make another mean tweet.
I don't think that's what would happen. I think what would probably happen is he'll become famous for saying what he did about OSU, and a lot of people in other schools do hate OSU, and that'll probably be a battle cry.
But you should still respect them. You know, as a Reds fan lifelong, I hate the Cardinals, but you know what? I respect them. And back in the 70s when the Reds played, when I first started following the Reds, when they played all the West Coast teams, I talk about how much I hated San Francisco and Los Angeles, but I had respect for them. I had respect for Steve Garvey and Ron Say and those players.
Well, they were
such great rivals, but they were gentlemen. They wouldn't go on talking about this. I mean, they might think about it, which is fine, but you don't start tweeting this, and you don't start tweeting four-letter words.
Well, let's see what other people have to think, and we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, I kind of with you, Scott, well, I'm not the big fan, but you are an alumnus. You have a personal interest in this, I think, as your alma mater. It does reflect on anybody that's been to Ohio State, and that's thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Maybe I'm over-dramatizing. Is it affecting how you feel about being an alumnus?
No.
Did it make you a little less proud
people,
to have gone there?
No, people are going to say what they're going to say. Well,
right.
I mean, to me, a tweet is not anything. Some of the things I've seen people tweet, you know, he did it because he was angry. He did it in the spur of the moment. And he did it so bad. He did it with such passion that he even misspelled the swear word, which
right.
I'm sure he knows how to swear.
He did it on purpose. Yeah, he did it on purpose.
He did it on purpose, then again, he couldn't have not known there were going to be repercussions, so.
Right. I just feel you get an athletic scholarship. You are an ambassador to the school, and be a gentleman. It helps, and even if he should have played, that's not his decision. That's the coach's.
Well,
and whatever Ryan Day did, he did a pretty good, 59-7. That's pretty good score. I mean, it's hard to score 59 points in 60 minutes of play. So they obviously played a good game. Now, maybe they would have had 69 or 79 with Kayvon playing. But he needs to let the coaches do their job and grit his teeth sometimes.
He
still has that nice athletic scholarship. He still has the pride and the fame of being an OSU player. And he still gets to watch the game from the sidelines when people are paying hundreds of dollars for tickets to do the same thing.
But we will see what happens. Thanks.
Okay, I thought I put my 2 cents worth in.
We don't
talk
mind.
To you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And don't forget, later on this morning, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. this morning. And then Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And by the way, you can pick up your tickets today from 4:10 until 5 p.m. We've got Wild's tickets here for Bobby, Daphne, Gene, Charlene, and Carolyn. You can pick those up today between 4 and 5 here at the station. I really don't know. In this particular situation, he had to know when he tweeted that at the game that people were going to see it, and there was going to be a reaction, and it might not be a good reaction, and obviously it didn't turn out to be a good reaction. But, the problem is this is the world we live in. How many people put things online that people don't like, that come back to haunt you? I mean, my goodness, we did the story last week with Brenda Donegan. I just don't know. Go ahead, caller.
From what I can gather on the situation, they're swapping about 20 players on defense a game. And he thought that he should be playing more. And apparently he didn't do the work in the summer and in the fall. So he's only getting limited playing time, and he doesn't like it. He's probably good in high school, but this is another level.
Yeah, but why this game? I mean, this is the third game. Why did it take so long for this removal to happen?
Well, he thought he should be playing more. And he's, you know...
Did he play more in the last two games?
No, he had limited playing time. They have all had limited playing time so they can get the defense back up where it belongs. Our secondary is terrible.
So what brought this to a head in the third game?
In his mind, apparently, he thinks he's great, and he should be playing more. Somebody else should be sitting. When you've got top level players, 4 and 5 star players, you can't play them all at one time.
What did he do that got him sent out of the game?
His tweets.
He was tweeting from the sideline.
Oh yeah.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's the policy they need to fix.
That's how smart he is.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, the funny thing is that I would think that you wouldn't be allowed to tweet during a game on the sideline, that you wouldn't even be allowed to have your phone out there.
Yep, you shouldn't.
So maybe that's the policy Ohio State should look at.
You might have to have it for emergencies.
Well, isn't there somebody down there, a high-paid coach or assistant, that could get calls if there was an emergency?
Well, you got 80 to 90 players on the sideline.
Where do you put your phone when you're in the game? I mean, if you're not going back to the locker room, do you just lay it on the bench?
Yeah, they've got a duffel there that they can stuff the stuff in.
Well. It's an interesting story. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What an interesting story. I don't know. Again, to me, a lot of this is... the media world. It's shocking to me that they would even have cell phones on the bench. I can't even imagine that. It's all very confusing. Go ahead, caller.
Do I need to call back?
Who is this?
Your mom.
Oh, yeah. I'll call you during the break.
Okay,
bye-bye. All right, well, we continue on here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to this situation that took place with Ohio State this past weekend? And you know the problem is, another problem is when it comes to college sports, professional sports, even to some degree, people get very wrapped up in their own team. It's hard to hear somebody criticize your team, and especially hard to hear somebody who is on the team criticizing the team. Again, I think a lot of this comes down to social media. Social media here is definitely a culprit. Because having your phone on the sideline, I mean, we're talking, what, 2 hours? You could go without your phone? Would you even hear the phone ring if there was an emergency with all the fans in the stadium and all the noise that goes on? Would you even hear it? I mean, I find that fascinating. To be honest with you, I find it fascinating that this whole situation even really took place to some degree. But it did, and he's removed, and I guess that's the way it goes. But the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's always good to hear from the listening audience out there, get their thoughts on what's going on, because this certainly is the, for lack of a better term, I guess this is the story of the morning this morning. What happened at Ohio State this past weekend? Now, I do want to remind everybody again, because we love to cross-promote our shows here at WWGH Radio, that we do have what day are we on here? We have a mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lipp coming up today at 10 a.m. Then Voices of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 p.m. today. So all kinds of interesting programming coming up here on the station. Also, do want to remind you, this coming weekend is the last weekend for the Tiffin Flea Market. That will be October 2nd and October 3rd. So if you plan to go over to the Tiffin Flea Market, this would be the last weekend to do that. So here we go as we head into October. Can you believe October is almost here? That to some degree is shocking to me, that Friday, October will begin. And we do have a guest on next hour, as Adam alluded to, and to me this is an important interview next hour, where we're going to be talking with the daughter of Ed Asner, the late Ed Asner, who passed away on August 29th at the age of 91. Liza Asner will be on with us, and Liza is actually the person who accompanied Mr. Asner to Ohio when he came here back in 2013 that he was here, I believe. So, you know, I got to know Liza fairly well, and I believe this is the first interview that any of Mr. Asner's children has given. So, to remember her father and that, to me, is very important. All right, let's do this real quick here this morning. We will dip in very quickly to the Geraldo Journal, 40 minutes past the hour here. Now, if you're just tuning in, if you're a first-time listener to this program, the Geraldo Journal is my quest to get Geraldo Rivera on this program. Now, we have given out the information to call the station up there in Cleveland. We have given the telephone number. We have given the email. We have given the physical address. We have done all these things. Now, we started this. The first entry in my Geraldo Journal here is September the 16th. So now here we are. Sam Donaldson called in and said he was going to call Geraldo. That happened last Wednesday. On Friday, we had Amazing Kreskin call in. He couldn't give us a very good prediction about it. Ted Williams called in on Friday. It seemed to me that they said they were working on it. They had a list of things. Thunderbolt Patterson called in. So a lot of people have called in regard to this Geraldo Journal. But no movement at this particular point. So here we are, our next entry in the Geraldo Journal, September 27th, 2021. See, I'm wrong on the year this morning, too. I'm way off this morning. 9/27/21, another day. Did not hear from Geraldo. So there we go with that. Did not hear from Geraldo. yet again. What fun. See, I don't know what's going on there. Are people I think people are calling. Well, I know certain people are calling. I think people did send out letters. I think people have called that station. Is anybody getting any kind of response at this point? 740-383-9944. Because I don't believe it takes this long to locate Geraldo. You know, I just don't believe he's that elusive. Because now we've been doing this, what is it, 12, 13 days we've been doing this? Well, think about that for a second, and we're going to play the legendary, I guess it's a monologue, the legendary monologue that goes along with this, with Buckeye Guy. So take it away, Buckeye Guy, the Geraldo Journal.
This is your announcer, Buckeye Guy. Geraldo Rivera is a legendary broadcast journalist who has opened Al Capone's vaults on TV, gotten his nose broken while hosting a talk show. He has argued with just about every host on Fox News. Now fellow broadcaster Scott Spears has set his sights on interviewing this legendary broadcast figure. Scott has interviewed broadcast talk show giants such as Phil Donahue, Sal Jesse Raphael, Jerry Springer, Dick Cavett, Cousin Brucey, Gary Eubanks, Dr. Ruth, Hugh Downs, Sam Donaldson, David Hartman, Dr. Demento, Charles Grodin, and the legendary Willard Scott and Larry King. Now Scott has set his sights on interviewing the one and only Geraldo Rivera. The diary of this quest to have Geraldo appear on Scott's show will be kept in a sacred book we call the Geraldo Journal. Years from now, historians will examine the Geraldo Journal with a fine-tooth comb, much like the diaries and writings of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and JFK. Once completed, the Geraldo Journal will be taken on a tour of all 50 states for parents to bring their children and view with a sense of awe. The Geraldo Journal will one day be put on a permanent display in the Smithsonian with a transcribed copy available for the Library of Congress. Will Geraldo appear on Scott's show or won't he? This is really the question of our time. Buckle up. Brace yourself. Call all your relatives. Put the phone on mute. Because this is the time of America's favorite ongoing talk show host and drama, the Geraldo Journal. Unbelievable.
All right. Thank you, Buckeye Guy. We're back here. And basically, we have nothing to report this morning. We have zero to report. So does anybody have anything out there to report in regard to our search, our quest to get Geraldo Rivera on this show? Because today, the journal entry is just simply, did not hear from Geraldo. And I mean, we have heard nothing. Now, we've heard back from people at that station. We've heard back from, well, I guess Ted Williams called, and Ted said that they were getting the calls, and we were put on a list, and they're going to talk with Geraldo about this. You know, the thing that is fascinating about this to me is I just can't believe Geraldo's this busy. And as I've said before, there's two things we know about Geraldo. Number one, legendary broadcaster. And he really is a legendary broadcaster. He's been in the broadcast industry for more than 50 years. And he did the story on Willowbrook, institution for people who had mental illnesses that were being mistreated. He has, I don't know how many times he's been in Iraq and Afghanistan as a war correspondent. He really has done a lot of good things. But there's that side of him, 50 years in the broadcast business, where Geraldo's a legend. And then there's the other side where Geraldo is just nuts. And we hear that all the time. I mean, all you got to do is watch him on Fox News. He's screaming, he's yelling, got his nose broken on television, opened Al Capone's vault, there was nothing in it. You know, he wrote this very salacious book in the early 90s. So, yeah, I mean, he is nuts. But I think he knows that. I think he knows that he goes off the beam from time to time. But that's all we have to report on that this morning. Did not hear anything from Geraldo. So as we get into almost 2 weeks now of this journal, we have not heard hide nor hair, wherever that saying comes from, we have not heard hide nor hair of anything from Geraldo. We haven't heard from Geraldo himself. We haven't heard from a producer. We haven't heard from a secretary. No emails. Nothing. And by the way, again, just to stay on track with what we've been doing here, I do want to give the number out if you should so feel inclined to call the station. It's 216-520-2600 there in Cleveland, WTAM. 216-520-2600 if you'd like to encourage Geraldo to be on this show. You can write a letter. A lot of people wanted to write a letter. WTAM 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, 4th floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44131. And the email that we've been given is rob, with one B, R-O-B, at WTAM.com. And all basically you do is say, listen, the people down there in Marion, Ohio want to have Talk Mania. They want to have Geraldo on your show. Scott Spears wants to have you on the show. And in return, I will be on Geraldo's show, because we're on at the same time from 9 to 10. Well, I'm on 8 to 10, he's on 9 to 10. I guess for 2 hours for Geraldo might have been too much, so he's just on from 9 to 10. So, at this point, that's where we are. Did not hear from Geraldo today, have no new reports, nothing. Just basically dead with that. So again, if anybody has any report to make, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. And, you know, I think Geraldo probably is a decent man. But have the information, have Sam Donaldson, have Amazing Kreskin, have Ted Williams, have Thunderbolt, have their messages even gotten to Geraldo at this point? We really don't know, to be honest. We really have no idea. But if they do, they do. 740-383-9944. Now, we can turn back to this Ohio State situation for a second, because a lot of people seem to be highly interested in that. The player is Kayvon Pope, who apparently has been dismissed from the team, but keeps his scholarship. And a lot of people are iffy on that. The fact that he's been dismissed from the team, but he gets to keep his scholarship. And he did say something derogatory in a tweet to Ohio State. Now, here's another question in this whole thing. If he had just been being rude on the sideline, which apparently is where this all started. Apparently he was being rude on the sideline, which is why he got kicked out of the game. If he had just been rude or tweeted on the sideline, would this have turned into what it has turned into? The fact that he's been removed from the football team. And how did this happen? I mean, is this his first year? Does anybody know? I wouldn't think this is his first year. OSU senior linebacker. So hasn't he been there prior to this? Because that brings up a lot of questions as well. Is this his first year? I don't know. It says senior linebacker, S linebacker, from Clay Hall in Columbus. I mean, is this his first year playing? Does anybody know that? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is this Kayvon Pope's first year playing for Ohio State? Because that brings up a whole nother can of worms. If it's not his first year playing, why is this happening 3 games into this season? Now, is it because Ohio State is maybe having a more difficult time than they normally have winning games? I don't know. There's a lot of speculation on why this is happening. Does anybody have any thoughts on it? 740-383-9944. Now, again, nobody's saying that what he did was right. It certainly was not. You cannot go around and tweet things like that, especially about the team you play for. That's going to be bad for morale. But can people control their tempers anymore? The internet is not the place to go to share your thoughts. That would be my feeling. Not the place to go to share your thoughts. But people do. People go there and share their thoughts, and it always gets them in trouble. Okay, now I'm looking at this right now, and it looks like he's been playing since 2018. I guess. They've got his stats here. 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021. Well, see, now I'm confused. This is his fourth year. So, what's the beef? I mean, he's been there three other years. What happened Saturday that caused all this falderol and all this fallout? He's been there for, this will be his fourth year, his last year of college, depending on what he wants to be. So why now? Why does this happen now? Does anybody have any idea on that? See, I thought that maybe he was a new recruit, but apparently that is not the case. Apparently this is the fourth year that he has been there. And does have a pretty good record, it looks like. So why did this happen now? After 4 years, why now is this temper coming out? Does anybody know this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, is it because the Buckeyes are not doing as good as they have done in recent years? You know, when you don't win games, that causes a lot of stress. And you have a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks who don't mind telling you why they think things are going on. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yes, that's probably because this is his fourth year. He has dreamed of being an NFL player. Not playing much is not going to get him looked at, you know, by, you know, the scouts and stuff. And, you know, he's tired. Instead of getting his education and taking the NFL if it comes, or, you know, going into, you know, the line that he got his education for, you know, his dream is probably being in the NFL.
Well, it's just kind of shocking to me that he has been there for, this will be his fourth year, and now all of a sudden this temper comes out.
Oh, yeah. You think it might have come out before, but, you know, he knows this is his last year, you know, and if he doesn't get to play much at Ohio State, you know, he's not going to be looked at too good by the NFL either.
Well, is this one of those nothing to lose situations at this point?
Well, I think it's about to lose because, you know, that's going to go on your resume.
Yeah, but you know, the way this world works now, there are, how many people knew this guy's name outside of Ohio State before Saturday's game? Very few, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And now, everybody knows who he is. So, now that he's a national story, or certainly a statewide story, now everybody knows who he is. Now, yes, we know what he did, but it's not like he committed a crime. He didn't do that. So now are these coaches in the NFL or other coaches in college football who really don't care what you say about Ohio State, are they going to pick this guy up because now he's got great name recognition, which is a part of pro sports?
Well, yeah, but pro sports does take a lot of players that, you know, their character leaves a lot to be desired. But, you know, if he's doing that for his college team, you know, I don't think I'd really want him on my pro team either.
Well, do you? How much do you think of this falls on the coach? Because, and I don't want to have Ryan Day beat up Day here, but you know he did lose his first game as head coach this time around. People feel he should not have lost that game. People feel last week's game should not have been as close as it was. And this guy we're talking about here, Pope, the previous 3 years, he was obviously under control. And now 3 games into the Ryan Day administration, we got a big national news story problem.
Yeah, but I don't think it falls on the coaches. I mean, if you're, they put in, you know, who they think's going to get the job done, and when you play those type of sports, that's, you know, that's what you, you know, they're not, when they don't put you in, they're not, you know, saying we don't like you or, you know, blah, blah, blah. They're you know, anytime you play sports, even in high school, if you're not very good, you're not going to get to play.
No, and you've got to have good sportsmanship. I'm not disagreeing with that. And, you know, I started this morning by saying I think Ohio State probably did the right thing here. But, you know, this guy has been around for 4 years. Nothing like this has ever occurred. And isn't there some safeguard to stop this from happening? Because I'm sure this is not the first player that's been angry during a game.
Well, like you said, they should not have phones on the sideline. That is crazy.
Well, and here's something to think about for everybody.
I think somebody took a phone out and was tweeting after they scored a touchdown one time in the pros.
Well, here's the thing about it for me. The reason he tweeted it, that's why he got fired. And it was a nasty tweet, no doubt about it. But if he had said that on the sideline, which I'm sure he had some choice words for him, because apparently there was an altercation on the sideline when they were telling him to leave. If he had just said it, and it wasn't seen by the whole world, because I'm sure there are, remember old locker room talk? So, you know, I think it's a possibility that could have been said before he tweeted it. Is it because he tweeted it? Is that the problem? Not because he felt that way, but because he tweeted it.
Well, that might be the reason why they dismissed him. They might have sent him to a locker room because he was upset and, you know, not planning on getting rid of him, but once he tweeted it, you know. Social media, you know, does social media do any good?
Not in this world. We got to go to break here, but it's an interesting conversation. Maybe we'll continue to have it.
Hey, Scott, what's on the dial to get the Geraldo show? I want to try to see if I can get it.
I believe it's 1100 a.m.
1100 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back.
As I wrote in the book, I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything.